and we're going to talk about spoilers for Happy Death Day to You. Again, if you haven't seen the first movie, you probably should watch it. It is a pretty good movie. It's a much better movie than this one. But James, go ahead and spoil Happy Death Day to You.
All right. So Ryan is the cause of everything.
In the review, lights were going off. There was like weird things happening, but there was no explanation. This one provides some context that Carter's roommate, he's just a bit character in the first movie. He could be anybody at that point, but
I think he may have what, two scenes? Well, no.
Well, he showed up like every time the day repeated, but
yeah, I can't say two scenes.
But let's now they give him some context that actually trying to build a machine that can, wouldn't say change time, but they're just doing an experiment to see if they can shift time at an infinitesimal rate. But what happens is that he accidentally causes Tree to be looped back into the same day.
This was telegraphed as well. Once Ryan woke up and he went through everything he went through, experienced his own looping effect, he ended up going to his lab. And then the camera just panned, said quantum, da-da-da-da. At this point, I think it was, I don't know what it said. I just saw quantum. But when I saw quantum, I was like, okay, he did something with time, physics and rearranging time, which it was true. I didn't have a problem with that. I was like, okay, cool. That explains a lot of shit. Nice. I'm with it. Go forward with that. Let's focus on Ryan. And then Tree and Carter is going to help him get through his experiences with the looping effect and him being killed. All right. I'm with that 100%. But then the killer that was hunting him down was him from an alternate dimension. So then it starts getting into parallel universes, which I thought was okay.
Yeah, branching universe theory. If it's Star Trek, it is that. But I'm like, yeah, I'm on board with that.
I was too. I was like, this is creative writing. This is what I've been talking about with movies and horror movies. There's no creativity. That was creative. Totally out of the box. I did not expect that. I'm with it. And then it looped back, and then Tree was going through all her stuff again. But then we didn't realize that Tree jumped into a whole alternate dimension. Things was totally different. Like, the killer was not her roommate this time. It was the dude that she was having an affair with in the first movie. And now she's not having an affair with him. Her roommate's having an affair with him.
Yeah, I want to say in the first movie it was both of them, right? Both of them.
No, was it? I think so. I think you may be right on that, Barry. I was with that. But unfortunately, it takes a downward spiral. Not too far. Not too far.
No, it takes...
Hold on. I mean, it goes down, but I'm just talking about there's many downward spirals in this. It goes down, and then it kind of levels off to me, and then it goes down again. So it goes down to me when I think she was in a hospital, and then I think the rolling blackouts happen, and then boom, the guy that she was having an affair with in the first movie pops up magically. At that point, I was like, he's a killer. I say that directly to my wife. I was like, he's a killer.
Yeah, and then there was another throwaway scene where I think Tree sees him on campus and he's talking to his wife. They don't interact, but she just walks away. I was like, yep, it's that dude.
Exactly. At that point, that just further confirmed. That just stamped that he was a killer. And I was like, okay, let me be wrong. Please, I want to be wrong. At that point, that was a downward spiral, then leveled off because it started getting into the good campiness of the movie, her dying, her killing herself. And then one thing that my wife brought up, and I was thinking the same thing too, we actually looked at each other and said at the same time, say, did she not forget that every time she killed herself, she was doing more and more physical damage to her body? And then did end up showing that she was getting weaker and weaker. That was good. It was consistent to that point. Everything changed in this parallel universe. Her sorority sister, like she was in the first one, but she was with Carter instead of her being with Carter, which kind of affected her.
Yep, and that's where the one of the downhills of this movie.
Yeah, so the second downward spiral for me.
Yeah, so for me, would have been about her mom. I mean, her mom doesn't get any context that her mom's just not alive. She has to have lunch with her dad. That's it, and it's her birthday. This one goes pretty intricate with how they want to deal with the mom's relationship, that, well, if you had one moment to replay in your life, would you do something differently? And she wants to be with her mom. And then there's a whole other angle with Carter and how much she loves Carter, that she would sacrifice herself and her mom for him. And I'm like,
right.
No, just do Happy Death Day. Not
right.
Tree's emotional diary about what would happen if I could do this all over again.
At that point, this is when it becomes a CW drama. Even more so, it intensified, it ramped it up. And that was this downward spiral for me. That was this super downward spiral for me that it became too emotional. They invested too much time. Now, I understand some backstory on Tree. I get that. It invested too much time on the relationship between her and her mom and how she feels about Carter. And then it was two scenes that I was like, oh, Jesus, come on, guys. You're killing me here. The first scene, and you may agree with me on this, was when celebrating their birthday, right? Tree and her mom blew out the camera together because they share a birthday.
Yeah.
And like, they were about to kiss. I'm like, what the fuck?
That was a little too much.
I was like, where is this going? This is going the incest route now? Like, not like kiss on the cheek. They were like kind of face to face and then slowly turned to the candle and blew it out. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They were like damn near like, yeah. And then the other downward spiral, the one that I was just like, God damn. So they had to go through this whole rigmarole, right? They call it Sissy, the experiment that caused the whole time.
Yeah, that
time warp thing.
Tree needs to remember a particular formula because since she can carry over her memories, just like Edge of Tomorrow, you remember mm-hmm. that day, you remember what you did, that she has to remember the whole formula for this experiment because the dean keeps shutting down the experiment.
So she had to remember that, which, I mean, okay, it makes sense. I get it. The writing isn't that bad, but it's bad at certain points to me because I thought that was very creative, involved parallel universes. I did not expect that to happen. And not in this type of film. Took a turn for science fiction. I'm not mad at. And to be honest with you, when I saw it, I thought about you and Keith. I was like, y'all gonna love that shit. Y'all gonna love that shit. Y'all gonna be on board with that. So she had to remember this formula and then had to keep reciting this shit to every time she died, she had to keep telling them over and over again, over and over again. And they just had to work it out. So they end up getting it down. And then she found the right formula to actually go back to her timeline. They shut it down again. This is when it becomes campy in a good way and a bad way, is that they had to end up getting the machine back.
Yeah.
Because the dean took it because they told him to shut it down because it was just causing too many rolling blackouts, electricity issues, I guess money, all that shit.
Yeah.
So them getting the machine back.
Then it turns into a heist movie.
Right. It turns into a heist movie, which on a scale of 1 to 10 for that whole sequence, I would give that
6.
Yeah, about a 6. But after a while, it was just like, come on. But like I mentioned before, I knew what I was coming into for this movie. Just say if this movie was like Nun level, like serious as shit, and it did this bullshit, I would have been pissed off. This would have been James Rant podcast. But because this movie already set its tone from the first one and just carried it over, I was fine with it. I knew what to expect, you know?
And that's where I start saying that this movie was a little too long. Because they inserted the whole stuff with the mom and then her love for Ryan. That's what the movie.
Carter?
Carter, not Ryan. She probably did love Ryan in alternate reality. I don't know.
You never know.
It was just that took too much to develop. That's when the movie starts going downhill. So if you eliminate that, which is about 15 minutes of the movie, it'd be better. So you can have that one instance where she meets her mom again.
And then a hug and embrace. Yeah,
and then for the next time she wakes up, maybe she's not in that universe.
That's what I was about to say. So the part that I discussed earlier, like when they were about to blow out the candle, that was the part that I was saying. I was like, please don't blow out this candle. And then all of a sudden she wakes up in her universe and none of this shit happened. Don't do that shit. And I was like,
I would have done it.
Oh, Barry, that would have killed me. I would have been like, dude, why? Why? But the other cringe.
Now, I maybe wouldn't have done the let's blow out the candles, but the part that her mom shows up to the brunch, lunch, whatever it is, I would have just cut it right there. That she saw her, she got a little emotional, gave her a hug, and then she wakes up again.
Oh, well, that would have been fine. No, that would have been fine. I'm talking about the whole let's make a wish.
And then well, ever since you were like a kid, I never told anybody about this, but I didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I was talking about. Now, what you're talking about, I've been cool with that. But like the whole, let's make a wish and then boom, it's all fixed. What? So then you just wasted my time for like an hour and some change now of going through all this rigmarole when it didn't really have to go through it. Make a wish, click your shoes 3 times like Dorothy and just end the shit. But the most cringeworthy scene in this whole damn movie was when Ryan and his friends basically had the machine up and running, and she had like a certain amount of time. So she went to go save her roommate from being killed by the serial killer that was in the first one.
Yeah.
So this movie is basically a rehash of the first one, just different, just totally different.
Yeah, just a couple of different plot lines changed.
Right. And the cringe part was at the end when the machine's running and it's about time for Tree to go back to her timeline, the slow movie then kiss between her and Carter, and then the lights go out, and then from the explosion of the bulbs you see the just lights up, the sparks and everything. I was like, oh, and it was in slow motion. I was like, god damn it, that was so unnecessary.
Yeah,
they could just kiss and then, or not even kiss, just got close enough, and then boom, she's back in her shit, she's back in her timeline. I would have been good with that, but because they did something so campy, that took this movie down for me. Downward spirals. That took this movie down. If they didn't have these certain things that you and I both agreed on, I would give this a 7, because I do agree it was a little bit too long.
Yeah, and again, it's an hour and 40 minutes. You can tell that seems to be a lot longer than the first movie, but then did you stay for the after credit scene?
I did not.
All right, so what happened is that DARPA, the government, confiscates the experiment.
Oh, shit.
And then they want also do time travel. So they grab all of them, throws them into black SUV, show up at DARPA. We can't make this run, so can you guys make it run for us? But we also need a test subject. So they grab the sorority sister. So that's all it was.
So they set it up for another one.
Happy Death 3, I don't know. Like,
but
three deaf,
right? What would be the title?
Like, happy, like, death with the three, like, that's
basically. Right? D3ATH day,
yeah.
What, but to be honest with you, if they did that just because I would be curious what they're gonna do with it, I would probably check it out. I ain't gonna lie, I would probably check it out.
Master of Horror Suspense would like some more happy death day, give it to him.
This movie is a change of pace.
I mean, I like movies like this. Like I said, Edge of Tomorrow, Groundhog's Day, Source Code, Back to the Future, which they did make that joke in the movie.
Yeah, so when you're playing with time as a writer, that takes some type of skill, kind of think outside the box. So that's why I say the writing is, I thought it was actually pretty good, but then at points of it, it did take a downward spiral. So I would recommend this, but I would suggest that you watch the first one before you watch this one.
I would just say like, watch the first one.
This isn't a movie that you could just watch and not see the first one.
Yeah.
You have to see the first one to understand what's going on, because it explains a lot. There was a whole bunch of rolling blackouts throughout the whole damn movie. You just thought, okay, this is just a cliche horror trope that lights go off. But then now you understand why the lights went off, because they were doing damn experiments.
Yeah.
They were fucking around with that damn, with Sissy. Which is actually funny. I do wish that they would have stuck with just Ryan's story. I mean, like, them going with Tree, it's not bad. I was more interested in Ryan's take on what would happen, because it would have been something totally different.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
All right, then. That's the Peace Game Podcast.
Check it out, but see the first one.
Master Horror Suspense and Thriller, once more, happy Death Day. Happy Death 3 Day, like, whatever the heck it's called. 3D.
D3.
D3.
Please don't do D3.
Happy DDD. I don't know.
Yeah, something. They'll figure it out.
DD3.
But if it makes money, automatically guaranteed. This is a Blumhouse production, too.
Yeah.
So it's low budget.
Probably spent most of that money on the special effects.
Yeah, it probably made his money back this weekend. Because when I went to the theater, it was a nice little crowd in there.
Yeah. All right. Peace, gang.